live at CSUN 2010. This is Mike Loff, and I am speaking with Kevin Murphy, a company here called Tactiles. Description, it said something about Braille Lego, is it?
Initially, when I first taught the first child to read Braille with these, they began as Legos, and they had to be surgically altered to represent Braille. Braille is a series of six dots. Legos, the basic Lego, has eight dots, so you take a saw and remove two, and you've got the word four in Braille. If you then remove the dots selectively so that just the first dot in the upper right-hand corner is there, you've got the letter A. If you use that one and the dot under it, you've got B. The first one and the one beside it, you've got C. So with these Legos, I was able to teach a 14-year-old son with cerebral palsy, blindness, touch problems, motor problems, and 8 years of failure behind him to read Braille. He loved working with his tactiles. Kevin is now 42 years old, and he's still not really a Braille reader. He does label his CDs, his DVDs, and his appliances. He likes me to leave a space between each Braille letter, but he is not the illiterate person that society hoped he would be.
Well, it's interesting, right, because that's what I was thinking. What a great way to teach children and maybe even newly blinded adults Braille, but I mean, especially children, because they like blocks anyway, and if you can incorporate playing and building things with blocks with the ability to learn Braille at the same time, you know, what a great portal. How long have you been doing this?
Well, I taught Kevin in 1981, but I didn't go buy the patent and the tools to make it until 1994, 13 years later. So I've been in business with these since 1994.
16 years, okay.
Yes, and it was a very long, hard decision about whether to venture forth, because, you know, it's neither for-profit and non-profit. It's not a great money maker, but it makes a great difference, and it has to make some money, or it's not going to... It's a balancing act.
Well, and like a lot of these products, maybe it's an issue many people who would be interested in it don't know of its existence, and that's what we hope to do with our podcast, is the 10-plus thousand people who listen. Maybe many of them have children or want to get these for friends with other special needs might be interested in these blocks. We'll talk about purchasing this, what you would get, and the cost.
Well, we have these are Tactiles Braille Systems, LLC. The website is http://tactiles.com. Tactiles, T-A-C-K hyphen, T-I-L-E-S. We have a basic set. Each of our basic sets includes the entire Braille code. We make basic sets in music Braille code, computer Braille code.
Computer Braille, all right.
And in English, French, German, Italian, I think I said music, mathematics. I have an Arabic prototype set. That system contains 320 tiles, two large slates that hold eight rows of 20 letters so you can write words, sentences, two small boards forward. That sells for $695. I have a small Braille puzzle, which is a grid of 16 slots, 4x4, with one empty, so that you can move things in and out of that slot and try to get the sequences of the letters or numbers in proper order. I have a Build-A-Braille calendar. That sells for $50, by the way.
Okay.
I have a calendar set which sells for $250. This allows you to build any 2 months of calendars in Braille, in grade one or grade two Braille. So we have a number of products, and all of this information is on the website.
Okay, well, check it out at tactiles.com, right?
Thank you, yes.
Thank you, Kevin Murphy. Great product here. Check it out, folks. It certainly fills a need and might help to educate and stimulate the minds of many individuals. So by all means, check out Tactiles live at CSUN 2010 for Saratoga.com blog and podcast and SamNet Radio. This is Michael Loff.